report to Fiji.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On behalf of the Republic of Fiji, I commend the work of the open-ended working group on nuclear disarmament and on the important steps recommended to eradicate the risks of nuclear devastation on humanity. We must not allow stalemates to overwhelm us. We must push forward to rid the world of these unethical weapons of mass destruction. This must be, after all, a common objective. Fiji speaks at this meeting with first-hand experience of the destruction and the long-lasting effects that nuclear weapons have had on its people and ecosystem. We are still living with those repercussions today. As our Pacific neighbor Palau has previously stated, the Pacific region has experienced more than 300 forced nuclear tests. This regrettable history puts Pacific Islanders in a position to voice our grievances and to support all measures which look to accomplish global zero. For the people of the Pacific, nothing less than a complete prohibition of nuclear weapons, of the trade of such weapons, and a concrete legal framework to provide effective redress for those who suffer the effects of nuclear testing and use is acceptable. For the Pacific, this is both a moral and a legal issue, and it must be a matter of conscience for those states which argue for the retention of nuclear weapons. The zero draft that the working group has presented us with contains four particular objectives that Fiji endorses. Firstly, Section B details concrete effective legal measures within which Provision 27F proposes recognition of the rights of victims of the use and testing of nuclear weapons and a commitment to provide assistance to victims and to environmental remediation. Tribunals such as the Nuclear Claims Tribunal have been established in the past, but have failed to sufficiently compensate or to provide redress for Pacific Islanders. A cause for great concern is the silence of some of the offending states. They take no responsibility for the past. They do not agree to legal steps enforcing change or providing redress in the present, and they make no commitments for the future. For Pacific Islanders who have suffered as a result of nuclear testing in the Pacific, such attitudes show a gross disregard for humanity. Secondly, the issue of visitation, transit, overflight, stationing, and deployment, specified in Element 6 of Annex 1, requires specific attention. The Pacific Ocean's geographical position and its composition makes the region particularly susceptible to these abuses. The Pacific region is not a nuclear weapons trial zone. It is not a laboratory for nuclear development, and it must not be a launching pad for nuclear attacks, as the Micronesian island of Tinian was once used for the plane Enola Gay en route to Hiroshima in 1945. Another recommendation which Fiji supports is Section B33F. The strengthening and creation of nuclear weapon-free zones. The Pacific's own nuclear-free zone, established within the Rarotonga Treaty 1985, which was signed by Australia, the Cook Islands, Fiji, Kiribati, Nauru, New Zealand, Niue, Papua New Guinea, the Solomon Islands, Tonga, Tuvalu, Vanuatu, and Western Samoa, not only represents the Pacific's strong commitment to a world free of nuclear weapons, but it is also evidence of the effectiveness of this measure. Fiji also supports Section C43, where transparency is marked as paramount, specifically the establishment of a reporting mechanism that works within the framework of the United Nations is a positive step towards facilitating nuclear disarmament. Lastly, a legally binding treaty banning nuclear weapons is the ideal instrument which would fill the legal gap. We, and I speak here for Fiji, Nauru, Palau, Samoa, and Tuvalu, have submitted a working paper which is referred to in the paper, outlining the elements of such a treaty. I propose that we earnestly follow the direction towards a legally binding treaty banning nuclear weapons, for that must be, after all, our main objective. Mr. Chair, Fiji looks forward to participating in and contributing to this meeting of the open-ended working group for nuclear disarmament. Thank you.